Proclamation number 3957 of 17th of January, 1947. Visible creation realm of the adversary of God, but who has no power over it. Although everything visible testifies to God's strength and the Creator's will, creation is nevertheless part of his adversary, for its substances are spiritual substances which are permeated by his will and which have therefore positioned themselves against God. And thus all visible creation has to be counted as part of his kingdom. Only the human being, although also a material creation, can already escape from his kingdom during his earthly life, even though his body is still earthbound and not yet completely free from impulses of will which reveal his influence. The human being's soul, however, can already have completely fled his world and dwell in a kingdom which is its actual home, where only God's strength and will is active and where therefore no earthly creations exist which contain God-opposing will. Yet God's adversary does not have power over the visible creations on earth, although it is his kingdom. They are substances related to him of which creation is composed, yet they are completely inaccessible to his influence because God's will alone governs this creation. And therefore the spiritual substance bound in creation can continue its spiritual ascent unhindered once it has begun. It will in no way be able to be disturbed in its course of development by God's adversary, for he has not the slightest power over the visible works of creation. But for this reason he constantly seeks to influence the human being's will, because he is allowed to influence it and now seeks to make extensive use of his power. His striving now goes towards influencing the human will such that he makes the destruction of creations of all kinds his aim. And since this is usually the result of an unloving way of life, he will first try to kill love in the human being and awaken in him the inclination towards the world which drives him to obtain pleasures at the expense of his fellow human beings. As soon as a person allows himself to be carried away by unkind actions, he has placed himself under the control of God's adversary, and his thoughts and actions are contrary to God. And then he will open himself more and more to that influence and be a willing servant to it on earth. The material world is his kingdom, i.e., banished in it is the spiritual, which still carries its will within itself, thus is contrary to God, but which nevertheless strives upwards in the law of compulsion. He now seeks to liberate this spiritual so that it returns to him again and helps to increase his power. And therefore he seeks to incite man to destroy works of creation for reasons of unkindness. For the destruction of matter can also take place in an orderly way and correspond to God's will if love is the driving force of all human activity and the destruction of matter only has the purpose to let new works come into being which are useful and can therefore be counted as works of love. Then the spiritual in matter is only helped to further ascend according to God's will. And then also the time has expired, which is set for the spiritual in every form. While the adversary of God seeks to prematurely abort this development and he needs the will of man for this, because he himself has no power over that which is created out of God's will and his power, which serves for the ascent development of the spiritual which once fell away from him. But only unkind action towards the neighbor leads to the destruction of matter in his sense. And thus God's adversary has twofold plans which he seeks to carry out. To liberate the spiritual and to prevent its ascent development and at the same time also to win over the human being himself, by the latter's willfulness destroying his entire development beforehand, and in the last stage he again becomes in bondage to the one who is the cause of his imperfect state and who seeks to channel all strength out of God to himself in order to increase his power. But the human being himself can, in free will, destroy these plans of his if he, through loving activity, places himself into a state of perfection and thus completely liberates himself from the power of his former seducer, and at the same time also contributes to the redemption of the spiritual under him. If he, in serving neighborly love, reshapes matter into useful things by seeking to protect matter from want and destruction and always gives it the opportunity to fulfill its purpose, i.e., to serve people, animals or other works of God's creation according to their form. Nothing is without meaning and purpose, and every work of God's creation is based on a wise purpose. And therefore the human being should also allow love and wisdom to apply in his activity. Only such creations shall come into being under his hand which benefit the neighbor, and he shall only offer his helping hand for the destruction of other works of creation, originating from God's or human hands, if the new form guarantees further development for the spiritual substance bound in matter. Wanton destructions of all kinds release an unspeakable number of spiritual entities which, depending on their maturity or God resistance, have to take revenge or endure torments until they are formed anew and can continue their interrupted development. However, these entities, which have become free against their will, often express themselves in a way which annoys people. Although they are not physically noticeable, they nevertheless have an effect on the human being's soul, directing it excessively towards matter and thus triggering urges and desires in it which are extremely detrimental to its ascent development and make the enemy of souls rejoice at his success. For he does not let up in the battle for human souls and approaches them with all temptations. Yet love sets the human being free, and anyone who lives in love will no longer desire matter either. He will be restlessly active and contribute towards its redemption through his activity, and the tempter will never be victorious over him. Amen.